Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Big day today. It is it. The music video. It is all happening. We've actually got the cast and the crew at Sea Cliff Bridge right now.
Right now.
Getting their makeup on, getting their wardrobe on.
It's been a big journey for you. Do you feel like that mum who's got the bags packed and is about to head off to the hospital?
Oh, I do. I feel like I've been having labour pains for the last couple of days. There's a lot to organise behind the scenes, and it's a big thing putting on a music video. But we've been talking a lot about the music video over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But what I'd really love to talk about, Damien, if I may, or if you may, is the song Superhuman.
Oh, yeah.
Because I reckon there's a lot of young musicians, you know, that listen to the show that are like, oh, I wonder if I could write a song. Like, what actually goes into writing a song? We always hear about these massive hits and, like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I wrote it in 20 minutes on the toilet or something
that.
Yeah, I know. You know, like, that can't be all that happens.
No, you get little moments of inspiration. For me, I was driving in the car. Actually, I think I was leaving here.
Yeah.
I was driving along in the car and I was just thinking, there's kind of an idea that Eileen and I have always had in that, you know, you got to take risks in life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take risks. You can't be set in the same thing all the time because you look back and years come and you go, well, why didn't we just do that?
Yeah.
So Eileen and I have always been big risk takers. We've always done it. And that was the inspiration of the song. I was driving along the car and I was thinking, wow, you know, people who take big risks, who, you know, just throw it all away and just get on the road, they're superhuman, you know, because it takes a lot of courage to do that. And that's actually where the song started. It started out like, that sort of thing. I was voice memoing just gibberish.
Yeah.
Gibberish.
So just kind of melodies, but not actually having any words or anything.
Nothing initially, just an idea and a melody. Then eventually I came up with the song.
Yeah.
But it was very different to the one that we've been playing here. It sounded actually like this.
I wanna run with you through the night as fast as you can till the morning hits the sky.
Beautiful.
Watch the sunrise someplace new.
But it's almost like a ballad, isn't
now
it? Like,
it was. It was 100% ballad. It was slow. It was about this couple who are just getting away. But I personally kind of thought, I love this song, but there's something missing about this.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. So that was about 9 months ago.
Yeah.
9 months ago. Fast forward about 4 or 5 months later, then I was like, oh, you know what? What if I sped it up and gave it a bit of an Irish feel or did something to give it a bit of a beat.
Okay. Bit of oomph.
So I got in touch with my violinist, Emma, and I sent her a voice memo, which is typical of me.
Yeah.
It sounds like this.
All right, Emma, I was thinking kind of like that other song, starting off with the chorus, so it'd be kind of like this.
The Damien fiddle?
That is it.
Yeah, well, this is part of the process, isn't it? Going back and forth and trying stuff.
And then back into a verse.
Yeah, so there I'm like, I really think we could do with something. And obviously, obviously Emma kind of got the idea and she says, I could do something better than that. Here's what she got.
And that is probably one of my favourite parts of the song is this violin piece.
I love that part. I love that part.
Well, it's good too because it's like an ode to your Irish roots as well.
Exactly.
It makes the song like a toe tapper. When you listen to it, you just can't help tapping your feet.
You feel like you want to dance.
Yeah, you
maybe
do.
Maybe even Irish dance. Hey. Who knows? But then, you know, I turned around to her and I said, can you produce the whole song? She said, yeah, stuff like that. Well, and then we sent it up to Queensland and Stuart, who did Geronimo. You know, Shepherd's.
Oh, yeah.
Geronimo.
He's done tons of things. He's worked with everyone. He put his touches onto it and we ended up with this song.
I wanna run into the night as fast as you can till the morning hits the sky.
And that's just a snippet.
You bugger, you won't let me play it in full. I'm absolutely itching to give it a crack, but it's completely embargoed until the clip drops. So you both are in cahoots. September 1 is our day. Superhuman day at Wave
FM. That's right. We should all wear capes.
We should. Absolutely. You'll need a cape after today's directorial debut.
Oh, hasn't started yet, but it's going to be an awesome day. And look, if you see us around the Illawarra, because we'll be all over the Illawarra filming, say hi. Maybe get your head in. Give yourself a photo bomb or video bomb.
Just quick, we're going to get to the news with Trav, but there's been one guy who has been your Mr. Miyagi to you, Jade's son.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes. Mr. Miyagi, his final thoughts and his final words of advice before you head on out of here at 9 o'clock to film this video. Mr. Miyagi joins us in minutes.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
There's Damien gearing up to drop his brand new song called Superhuman. And today is the day, Jade.
It is. It is D-Day. Or Superhuman Day, as the case may be.
You did a clip, yeah? You're heading off out of here at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right.
See the big video.
That's it. They're at Seacliff Ridge right now, getting ready, getting their makeup on, the wardrobe on for the iconic combi driving through Seacliff Ridge. We've got Jason there with his drone.
Oh, wow.
Bobby's on site too. All systems go. I'm still sitting here on my backside like a director does.
And today, keep an eye out for you guys because you'll be weaving your way down the coast and you'll wind up at Jarrowa sometime really, really late this afternoon.
Exactly right, yes.
Well, look, there's one guy that has been holding your hand, telepathically at least, through this entire process. We're calling you Jade Sun and he is your Mr. Miyagi, Mick Jones. He's done video clips for Robbie Williams, Kylie, Damien Leith, Dean Lewis, you name it. And he's here this morning for some final words of advice.
Right. Now, Mick, I've taken everything on board that you've taught me over the last couple of weeks. There's been a lot of wax on, a lot of wax off, a lot of organising behind the scenes. First up, I just want to say I didn't realise how hard it was to be a director.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of answering questions. There's a lot to put together, isn't there?
There really is, because the buck finishes with you, you know. So, but I've done it. I listened to what you said, and I've got the vision. I mapped it all out. You talked about having a car, and I've got it. I've got Dave's combi, this beautiful combi camper that's going to be the centerpiece of our music video. I've got these beautiful young people that are going to represent the love interest and living a life of freedom, and then I am finishing this whole epic journey throughout the Illawarra at a beach house, the beach house on Jarrowa. We're going to have a cool party scene. So everything that you've taught me, I feel like I've ticked off every box. I've even got myself a drinking mug with Superhuman Director written on it.
Fantastic. It sounds awesome. You got everything. You got everything there, but you didn't mention anyone singing. Is Damien involved?
Oh, no, I'm in it. I'm in it, but barely. I barely feature in this video at all.
You can get a cameo in your own song, you know.
That's right.
I think she has me in the last 15 seconds of it. But, hey, you know what she did include? Alcohol. And she,
wow.
Remember when you said don't let them drink until she's allowing them drink, Vic.
Oh, wow. This is going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear the stories after. It's going to be great. It sounds like you got a really good thing to put together here. The combi, the beach house, it's all happening.
It's all happening, but I've got to say thanks to the people from the Illawarra because it's all people, local people. When we put the call out for different things, people called through and offered up their services or their goods. Like, it has been so cool, and today is the day. It's been a lot of hard work behind the scenes, but we are pumped.
And how many suburbs? You're going to be visiting so many suburbs today to get little scenes and things. So it's going to be a full-on day.
Yeah, full-on day. That's why I've got this big director's cup.
That'll get you through. Just channel your inner director, and you'll be fine. You've got this.
That's right. Any last-minute tips or advice, Mick?
Yeah, I would say, just always have a calm sort of demeanour and keep everything kind of chill. So, because as you said, there's a lot going on, and people are always looking to you for the answers. And being a director is often answering questions that don't have a right or wrong. It should just be a choice, and you've just got to make the choice pretty quick. It's like, is it the red shirt? Is it the blue shirt? Am I standing here or am I standing there, you know? And it's not really a right or wrong answer. You just got to go, and pick one and sort of run with it. And then everyone sort of gets into the flow. And the other thing I'd say is you're having a party scene and you've got people involved, probably just have someone who's always sort of like looking after them or telling them, you know, what's going on, because otherwise you might have 20 people just constantly coming up to you saying, what are we doing in the party scene or whatever. So if you've got someone there by your side that can sort of assist you and just help wrangle them, because they're going to be like wrangling cattle at times. That can be its own job in itself.
Oh, I love it. I think I'm Damien's work wife. I might get Damien's home wife to take care of the party scene. It's going to be a group effort.
Right. That's all you need.
Thank you, Mr. Miyagi, Mick Jones. All right, you guys are about to scoot on out of here in about 10 minutes, and Illawarra, keep an eye out, because Seacliff Bridge all the way down to Jarrowa, you'll spot Jade, Damien and the big film crew doing their stuff today.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be great.
Superhuman. We count
Bring
down
it on.
To September 1 when the song comes out.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Gem.
Doug Ford. He is the Premier of Ontario, and his video of a recent press conference is got to be the funniest thing on the internet at the moment. Check it out again.
Not coming from the government per se, but the Premier. It's coming from the health sector. Oh, Christ. I just swallowed a bee.
Oh,
Christ. I knew that little bugger.
You've been laughing at that all morning, haven't you?
It's just the sound he makes, you know, because it's kind of a big, cheery fellow. He's there talking away, and then... let's hear.
Inhaled the whole thing.
The thing that gets me is he just keeps talking afterwards. Like, I remember once I swallowed a fly, and it felt like I could feel it crawling all the way down my neck, and then it felt like it was still stuck in my esophagus, and its little wings were flapping and its little legs were crawling on the inside of my throat. It was gross. Like, I was like sculling water, like, just it was the worst feeling ever. And he does it. It's almost like he chomped it and went, that's delicious. That was my little entree, and let's keep going.
Well, he is like a politician. I mean, the job still has to be done. He's a talker. He's been in this situation. I've been there before. I've been on stage. I've done gigs. Always in somewhere in WA. It's always in WA where something will come and attack you. And I've had a fly in my eye while I was performing. I was outdoors in Karratha, and this thing just came and just rested in my eye.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just flicking around, and I'm singing away, and I'm blinking, and
trying to get it out. And it's still like,
get out of my eye. So it's common. I mean, I'm curious out there. Anyone in the Illawarra, have you ever experienced something like this?
Well, Jay, when you get down around Minamara, especially when you're out there with the SUP or playing golf at Kaima Downs. Right, summer, you get those little midges.
Oh, man, they're everywhere, aren't they? And you, like, walk through a cloud of them, and they're in your hair and your eyes and up your nose.
Hey, look, Archie's given us a buzz from Bulleye. Archie, you've had a run-in with an insect, mate?
I was outdone when I was trying to do the right thing when I went to the tip to throw out some rubbish for an old workplace of mine, right? I was minding my own business, standing on the side of the street, waiting for my mate to just pay for all the rubbish that we just tipped out, when all of a sudden I felt like a fly... I thought it was just zooming really close to my ear, right? But then it kind of just, the sound, rather than it coming from the right side of the ear and out the left, it just kind of stopped. Uh-huh. And I thought, hang on a sec, like, what's just happened? And then the next thing you know, this thing's gone, like, straight into my ear, like, right onto my eardrum. Uh-huh. And then it was stuck. So it got lodged in there. And then, obviously, the thing's scared. It's trying to get out. It starts buzzing. But you can imagine how loud, like, a fly buzzes when it's on top of your eardrum. It was the scariest thing, and the funniest thing was for my mate who was paying. He was talking to the attendant at the start of the tip. He's looking behind him up the road, and I'm doing like some kind of interpretive dance, which was me trying to get this thing loose and out of my head.
Oh, far out.
So what did you do? Did you go to the hospital, or did you get it out, or what happened?
So I go to hospital, and burst through the door as if like half my arm was off. I was so dramatic. The nurse goes to me, we're just going to take your blood pressure. I'm like, why? I have no other symptoms. I just have a fly in my ear. Just get rid of it. And then sure enough, as she's walked over, when she's coming back, the thing just goes... It just flew out my ear. I saw the little bastard just fly up into the top of the hospital.
So he saw the light at the end of the tunnel and just left.
I might be the only guy in the world to get a happy ending from a fly, but there you go.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Yesterday, my dreams were shattered.
I know.
My heart was broken.
What happened? This is like, I'm like Dolly Doctor. You know, when you used to run to the magazine talk about your woes. Just think of me like Dolly Doctor. Jade Doctor.
No.
Or Auntie Jade.
Yeah. No. Look, what happened was, okay, so Jagger is doing drama. Uh-huh. He's my son.
Yeah.
He's doing drama at school. He had to come up with a monologue.
Oh, yeah, I remember doing that in high school. And did he have to make up his own monologue?
He had to make up his own monologue. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it was set in war times in the trenches. That's the setting.
Okay. Yeah.
So he was looking for different ideas of how to go about it. And he was piecing it together.
Yeah.
Piecing it together. And we were all in the living room, the whole family. We were all in the living room. And what I encouraged him to do, I said, just record it on do a voice memo, record it, and then as you hear things that you really like, then write them down. You know, that's kind of how I would do it. So he started doing this, and that's when I stepped in. I said, Jag, let me show you how it's done.
Oh, so this is like the equivalent, like when you're doing the poster with the child and you're watching them and then all of a sudden you take the marker off them and you start doing the poster. Is this what we're talking about
this,
here?
This is exactly what we're talking about. I said, Jagger, let me show you how I would approach this, okay? So I created a scene. I created a scene where there's a guy going into a bunker and he's down really low. He's really low, okay? And I'm acting it out and I'm actually crawling on the floor. Now, we have audio of this because he was doing a voice memo, okay? He was recording the whole lot. My family... Look, just listen to the audio.
Okay.
This is exactly how it played out in front of my whole family, my wife Eileen, Kiki, Jarvis, Jagger. They're all sitting there watching me do my interpretation of what the monologue should sound like.
And you're being really serious. You are taking... This is you. It's almost like you're going for an exam.
I'm fully serious.
Okay.
Walk in. All right. I think we'll be all right here for a while. What are you
laughing?
You're
so good at that. You always do that.
Hey. Hey.
It's
good. Go ahead. Go then. It's good. I think we'll be all right here for a while. Okay.
Stop laughing. I'm trying to do it.
Get rid of it. Go. Lock it out, Dad. This is on the night. What are you supposed to do?
We'll stay here for a while, right? We'll just lay low. No one knows we're in here.
Why are you laughing?
Dad.
Do it again, Dad.
Jeez,
it's so
sad.
Do it again.
You guys are laughing at nonsense.
There's nothing funny about trench warfare.
No. Your life was literally on the line.
Did you? You can hear I got...
You got the poops. Like.
No, you don't understand. Okay, the situation is I'm actually on the ground when I'm doing this. I'm on the ground. They're all watching me, and I'm darting in every direction because, you know, I'm worried. I'm in wartime. You can hear. And these guys just... thought I was ridiculous.
You put it in the performance of your life.
I was Tom Hanks in Castaway. I Forrest Gump. I was given an Academy Award.
You were like Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, that's you. You were Matt Damon.
I was Matt Damon. And these guys are just taking it for granted.
Do it again.
You guys are laughing at nonsense.
I'll tell you what. You would have got an Academy Award for a little bit of a tanny at the end.
Oh, yeah. And the award for the biggest suck.
Yeah, that's right. Stop laughing at me.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Girl, I got a question for you.
Ask us anything.
Can I get an answer?
We love fielding questions. The more weird and bizarre, the better. And we present them to Jade and Damien with absolutely no heads up.
No. We're ready. Just bring it on.
What you get is fresh. You can get questions to us, by the way. Ask Jade and Damien anything through Facebook at this stage. You can jump on there and message us. Hey, a couple of quick ones to loosen you up. Name one celebrity you dislike for no reason at all.
Oh, gosh. That's quite hard.
Yeah.
I love them all. But if I did
have... Did you have that one actor that just gives you the irrits for no real reason?
Yeah. Abby Chatfield. Is she a celebrity?
Oh!
Well, she's in News.com.au and every story is something to do with something like sexual. And
it's
I just think, you know what?
Sex, isn't it?
It's like she was on The Bachelor or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
I think so, yeah.
I think that's what annoys me. People that go on shows like Maths and then they're referred to as stars because you're not a star. Mm. You're actually just someone who went on a reality TV show. I wouldn't call you a star. You're not like a qualified, talented actor. Okay, so I'm going to put them in a pool.
So wait a minute. That was not for no reason. She doesn't like her.
I have a reason. I just think you should be labelled a star off merit when you're a talented person and you're a talented actor, singer, whatever. That's a star. Like that's... Yeah. You've earned that.
Show us your Oscar, then I'll call you a star.
Yeah, pretty much. No, just show us some talented work. Don't show me you humiliating yourself on a reality TV show. That doesn't make you a star.
Hey, here's one.
Makes you someone with no scruples.
She's passionate about this, dude. Oh, jeez. All right.
Here's one. Ever shoplift as a kid? If so, what did you take?
Oh, Mars bars for me. My brother and I, we used to go to... my mum will be listening right now. We used to go to Dunn Stores, which is kind of like Woolworths, and he would buy something, and while he was buying something at the till, I would slip the old Mars bar into the pocket.
Oh, Mama Leaf will be listening. I can have visions of you next time you go and visit Ireland. She'll get you by the ear and take you down. Go, apologise to this lady.
I only ever did it once. And by the way, I was very young and naive.
Also, I think I've talked about this story before. Oh. And I'll say it again so that all the kids listening can know that stealing does not pay. Crime does not pay, people. I went to the local shop, a friend of myself, and we were teenagers. And we were being silly. We stole like a 2 litre bottle of Sun Kiss, and I put it underneath my jumper. Of course we got caught. I don't even know why we took it. I could have just paid for it. Anyway, the shop people brought us in, called our parents.
Oh.
Mama Jude came down and she's like, well, right, well, I don't think, how about we leave the police out of this, but Jade can come and work it off. So for the next 4 Sundays, I had to go in there and stack shelves for 4 hours.
Served her right.
Well, you know, that was like a $2 bottle of Sunkist and they got at least 20 hours of work out of me for free.
It serves you right for getting caught.
No, I shouldn't have done it. See, that's the thing. That's bad karma. Crime doesn't pay. Do not steal.
Well, I reckon it serves a right for being greedy. If you just took the 375 ml cans, no one would have known.
I know, exactly right. Why go for the big 2 litre bottle?
Yeah, that's it. Ask us anything. Keep the questions coming.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You'll make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.